What did you hear about Hyde Park Rink around 8:30 this morning?
Yes, I heard that there were police at the door along with the head of the Department of Public Works actually blocking the kids from coming into the actual building today. I just made my way here because I was in disbelief. I couldn't believe that that would actually happen. And when I came, that's literally what took place. They were blocking the door, not allowing the kids in.
What did you hear was the reason why the kids were blocked from entering Hyde Park Rink?
So, as I approached, the police officers and Mr. Ken Tompkins, the head of the Department of Public Works, I asked him, what is the problem? He said it was mayor's orders that, they were to shut the doors and not allow anyone in, and it was nothing. He's just doing his job. That was his response. And he said that the orders came directly from the mayor's office and the administrator's office.
What reason did the mayor's office give you or the parents why the order to shut down Hyde Park Rink?
So at that present time, they didn't give me the first reason, the main reason that he said is, they don't have a contract. And my thing is if that was the case, well, why hasn't this been addressed in the last 4 years? Because they haven't, given or even set up for an opportunity to have the contract within the last 4 years. So why today? And I have my thoughts as to why today happened.
What are your thoughts that this happened today?
Last week, we actually had our city council meeting, and because the mayor actually wants to have an out-of-state company that just, pretty much erected a few years back to come and actually run the rink when we have Mr. Mike Carella, who has been running this rink for the last 14 plus years, and doing very well and building off of, the personal relationships that he has built throughout, the 14 years. So our council actually voted to postpone due to, lack of resources regarding the actual bid, and also due to the lack of information. And I made it very clear that we should vote this down, period, because when you have a local individual that has been doing such a good job in actually building this pavilion up to what it is, to pull the carpet off from up under them is such a slap in the face to the local businesses here in the Niagara Falls area. For those who have, blood, sweat, and tears, put, so much sweat equity into, building, this Hyde Park Ice Pavilion into what it is today. So I feel like because, the mayor and his administration did not get the response or did not get enough yes votes to pull this out-of-state organization in, I feel like that this was his way of retaliation.
In your mind, what was so important for the mayor to have this out-of-town group take over operation of the rink?
Well, I don't understand. For the life of me, I can't quite understand why he would want that to release a pretty much local company from, running this ice skating rink when they've done such a good job. So I don't know why now. Could it be because he has a different idea for his Centennial Park, and the ice skating rink and this whole idea is nothing more than an idea at this present time that he's supposedly pulling a Canadian minor league hockey team to come and you know, this be their home or whatever the case is. I don't know why is this like, it makes me wonder if it's a company that he's just trying to, you know, get, you know, set in place, you know, and to pretty much give the boot to our locals. I don't understand that. So I can't give you an answer to say why he would do something like this, but I can say that it's unfair to the people. It's unfair, to Mr. Carella. And it's unfair to these young kids that have been, you know, has the relationship with the current vendor that we have managing our hockey rink today.
What plans are there to keep the rink open as we get close to the start of hockey season?
Well, from what I get right now, the administration came in and pretty much said, you know, okay, you can stay another month. Now, I think the thing is we don't know exactly what to expect when it comes down to the mayor and his administration. And, you know, I feel like today, now they let them back in. So apparently there weren't any real violations that actually, you know, caused them to, you know, be barricaded out of the ice rink this morning. So, so I can imagine that, you know, there's going to be another silent way to try to, you know, maneuver Mr. Carella and the crew out of this building. Do I know exactly how that's going to be? No, I don't, unfortunately. But, you know, we will continue to apply pressure. We will not allow our local businesses to continuously be manhandled by, you know, government. At the end of the day, we need to make sure that we take better care of our local businesses, our local agencies, and our local entities that actually, you know, are the lifeline and the bloodline of the city of Niagara Falls.